welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. And with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message I began last week. I've entitled it Choosing Sides, and it has been somewhat of a difficult message to preach because in today's spiritual framework in a lot of places, that there are those who believe in the grace of God, in the love of God. Amen. We should all do that. It's the goodness of the Lord that leads men to repentance. But I have been places where they have literally said, well, you know, you should just really spend your time in the New Testament because this is the covenant that we are under now. But beloved, my contention is we need the whole counsel of God because God is displayed throughout the pages of the entire Word of God, from the Old Testament, when God said, let there be light, to the final chapters of Revelation. It is one unchanging God. His attributes, His characteristics never change. Now, it is true, there is a major difference in the covenants. Under the Old Covenant, Paul says it was our schoolmaster. It showed the inability of man, even seeing the miraculous of God. For example, the children of Israel who were so incredibly delivered out of the hand of Egyptian bondage under that cruel servitude that they had known for 400 years, they were delivered out in the time of God, when it was God's time and planning for them to be released so that they could serve God. That very word of the Lord that was given to Abraham said, you know, they would be in a foreign land. They would be servants. But all those things that were shown Abraham were fulfilled. And yet God shows His nature. He is a God of love. But so much of what we are seeing today, even in the secular world, God's a loving God. Everyone's going to go to heaven. Well, beloved, no. That's one of the reasons Christians are so hated, because I'm speaking of around the world, is that there is the absolute unchangeable fact that the only way man can be saved is through the Lord Jesus Christ. This was the way of salvation God provided. And so the way God moved in the Old Testament, while He was working within the framework of the Old Covenant, His nature hasn't changed. He cannot remove his quality of being a just God by the fact of Him being loving. In order for Him to be loving, He has to have both of these in balance. And so I've spent a lot of time looking at an example of a godly king in the Old Testament, because there's much that we can learn. And my heart is burdened that God's people, those of you who are listening, regular listeners, or perhaps you've just tuned in for the first time or first few times, and I'm going to take some time just to kind of review where we have come to in terms of the actual text that we're looking at. It's important that we understand the who our God is. And it says in the Word of God, and I'm going to read a passage from Psalms, and this is the 10th verse of Psalm 96. It says, ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of His saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. And then did you know in Proverbs, there's much description of what the fear of the Lord is. It's beginning of wisdom, a good understanding of they that do His commandments. Well, in Proverbs, the 8th chapter, verse 13, it says explicitly, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. And so, beloved, we have to have great discernment in the days in which we are living. The scriptures tell us Satan can appear as an angel of light. And so the things that appear on the surface that could be loving and seeking reconciliation and restoration, we have to be careful that we do not compromise God's standards, that we cannot make an alliance with the ungodly. Now, Jesus gave an example, obviously. In fact, from the religious bunch, that was one of their greatest criticisms. He ate with sinners. He ate with the ungodly, with the outcasts of society. And geez, he said, he came to heal the sick, not just in body, but not those that were well did not need a physician. So he came to deal with the heart and attitude of man. And so as we look in this passage of scripture that we're going to be looking at, we've looked at the life of Jehoshaphat, and we see that as in chapter 17, that he was the son of Asa, who was a godly king. And it says in verse 17 of 2 Chronicles 16, it says, the high places were not taken out of Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was perfect in all his days. However, we see toward the end of his life, rather than seeking the Lord, he made an alliance with the king of Syria, and a prophet comes to him and rebukes him. Hanani, the seer, came to Asa, king of Judah, and said, because thou hast not relied on the king of Syria, thou hast relied on the king of Syria and hast not relied on the Lord, the host of the king of Syria has escaped out of thy hands. He reminds him of the great victory he had with the Ethiopians, who were a huge army. And that marvelous passage that says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. And of course, Asa was angry, threw the prophet in prison. He was diseased in his feet, and he slept with his fathers. And his son is the godly king Jehoshaphat. And he did many things in his reign. He built fenced cities in Judah. He fortified the garrisons. And it says that the Lord was with Jehoshaphat because he walked in the first ways of his father David and sought not after the Baalim. And he established, the Lord did, the kingdom in his hand. And he sought that the word of the Lord should be preached. He taught in Judah, had the book of the law of the Lord with him. He went throughout all the cities of Judah. The people were taught. The fear of the Lord fell on all the kingdoms. He waxed exceedingly great. He built castles, cities, and store because he was seeking God, and God blessed him. And in fact, even some of the enemies, Philistines, brought presents to Jehoshaphat, tribute silver. The Arabians brought him flocks and all kinds of livestock. But then in chapter 18, we see, as God had prospered him because he had riches and honor in abundance, it says he did something that brought rebuke and disfavor from the Lord upon him. And that's why, because he is such a godly king, we have to have our spiritual senses sharpened to realize the days in which we are living. There, unless we are seeking God and know his word, it is possible for us to be led astray, even as good King Jehoshaphat, because whatever what was in his heart, he made a grave error, because in verse 1 it said he joined affinity with wicked King Ahab. And not only that, it said after certain years, he actually went down to visit Ahab. They had a great big feast. Ahab killed sheep and oxen in abundance. And he makes a request of Jehoshaphat. He said, will thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. And what was the motivation, whether there were political reasons or whether in his heart seeking restoration, because, you know, the kingdom was divided, or perhaps he wanted to be a good witness to Ahab because he was one of Israel's most wicked kings. Nonetheless, he said, I will be with thee. And it is as it was a snare to Jehoshaphat, it is a danger to us in our desire to see the lost one or to be a good witness, and we must be that. We don't draw our robes around us and try to withdraw from the world. That's the last thing the Lord wants. He wants us to go into all nations, preaching the good news of the gospel, making disciples of all nations. That was the Great Commission. It's never been changed, but we need the discernment of God not to put ourselves in a position where we are actually in alliance with those who perhaps may have been godly at one time. Beloved, there is so much apostasy in the church today. There is so much a watering down of the Word of God that in the name of unity, in the name of love, we could be aligning ourselves with those who hold unscriptural doctrine, who deny miracles, who deny the virginity of of Mary, who deny the miraculous and the power of God. So we have to be careful of what we are doing, and that is my burden. And so we're looking at exactly the Word of God, what occurred when one who was a godly king did that which was displeasing to him, to the Lord, because we're going to look, as we go into tomorrow's broadcast, we're going to see exactly what was done. At least he called for a prophet of the Lord, even though there were 400 prophets of Ahab who were prophesying good things. He at least, at that point, wanted to hear something further. He was not quite content in his spirit. That's why we've been given the Holy Ghost. They didn't have, under the old covenant, the Holy Spirit had not been poured out. And so he was working at a disadvantage. But beloved, since we have the Holy Ghost, it's important that we let the Lord lead us in the decisions we make, in the alliances we make. Well, we're going to continue right on in tomorrow's broadcast. I pray that you'll be able to be with me. The announcer is going to give our contact information. And if you are in a place of making important decisions, in fact, every decision we make, even the little ones, impact our life, I invite you to write. The announcer will share that information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.